motorcycle update. It's Christmas Eve, and you never know who might be lurking in the wings. CryptoTalk.fm, my name is Leister. I am your host. BlockDag, specifically Anthony Turner, recently posted an update. The update was from Turner himself this time, similar to other cell phone-based videos, providing a, quote, update. I put quotes because it wasn't really an update beyond what you already knew to be the truth. For months, I've said repeatedly, CryptoTalk.fm, you have to hold him accountable for what he says because he makes commitments. For months, I said that the strong risk on this business is similar to what happened with Inter Milan and Dortmund. For months, I said that there's a strong probability that nothing will happen. I also said it's possible the LOI is smoke because it's possible that Turner, somebody's got their finger on his balls. These are all theories. I'm op-ed. I make a theory. I observe. I provide an opinion based on observation until I see counter evidence. I'm disappointed, though not surprised. I'm disappointed in Mark Hamid. He can take a victory lap over how many people still have hope, still just they believe. They believe so strongly, despite the fact that he pulled an end run and went to another project behind the back. Hey, if you still want to have that faith, there's nothing wrong with that. And I'm emphasizing, there's nothing wrong with having faith. I do think, though, at some point, you kind of have to come to some level set. In this video, all Turner basically told you is that nothing's changed. Months later, nothing's changed. So an LOI was signed, they said. Reed said they saw it. So things were signed. A letter of intent, as I said, simply says that there's an intent to do something. It doesn't guarantee anything. You still have to do the actual agreements and put them in place. You have to ask yourself then the question, what happens with all these dates? By the way, there was another countdown on the site, despite Turner telling you that the era of countdowns was over, just as a side note. So let's assume that Turner's still not in charge. Let's assume that he still doesn't have control over anything. Let's assume that that's the reason that you see this countdown show up. If that's true, and I don't know that it is, but if that's true, I said in a past update that it's possible that Gilles was making moves behind the scenes to still ensure the money was going to flow his direction, if it's truly that it's him. I can't say that it is. I'm saying if it's him, that he's making moves to ensure that money's still going to flow his direction and possibly leading Turner along, giving him a false sense of confidence that things are going to move in a certain direction. And maybe they do, but meanwhile, the money is flowing in the opposite direction. In this video, then, you didn't get any additional information. I didn't expect that you would. Some are celebrating the fact that at least he's communicating. Communication was never really the problem. It is what do they communicate and is it of any value to you? That's the loss, the value. There's no value in the communication to you because you don't even really know that what he's saying is accurate or true or even that he's not straight lying to your face. In close, I looked at the video and I don't know if anybody else picked this up, but I was looking at his eyes. His eyes, it seemed like he was looking at something off camera on an infrequent basis. And I thought that's weird. It's a restaurant. I could tell it's a restaurant he's at somewhere. And it looks like perhaps that they just arrived. This is all theory, that they just arrived. Okay, so he's recording at the restaurant. Let's assume, because all we can do is assume, that perhaps he talked to somebody and then said, you know, I'm going to do an update real quick. If my assumption is correct, there's one of two motivators behind that. One, whoever, if he is inside, meaning he's part of the scam, it's possible that they're, you know, laughing, joking, whatever, and then he's going to put on the serious face to update you or, quote, update you. Or it's possible that if somebody had their finger on his balls, he said, I got to do something. I have to say something. And then that person decided to do it. It reminds me of Cliff Fetner on Shinja. And he did a video and it looked like he was in a hostage situation. Like he kept shifting his eyes to the left, like somebody was off screen holding a gun to him. That's what Turner looked like here. It looked like he was shifty for no reason because he's just doing an update. Certainly it's not good news, but why are you so damn shifty? It's just an update. So I looked and there's a weird, and I could be misinterpreting the visual. It's a blurry video, but I looked in the video and it looks to me like there's something in his glass on his right eye that looks to be a person. And I was trying to make out who that might be and why they would be standing there if it is a person. I really don't know if it is, but why would they be standing there like that? And it looked kind of strange. And then I remembered, this looks very similar to an image of that he took at his place. And the image is weird. Like he's coming across looking like he's a tough guy in this image. So I figured, why does it look so, even the stance looks the same. It's the weirdest freaking thing. Maybe it could be a waitress or a waiter. Why would they be standing there looking at the guy? Maybe it could be a friend. Why would they be just standing there? Why wouldn't they be the one filming? Like, it's just weird. Or it's not a human at all. And it's just maybe it's a statue, right? It's a statue of somebody in this restaurant. Maybe it's Vander Idiot. I don't know. I'm saying that I saw it, what appears to be a human shape in the glass and thought I would try to analyze who it is and couldn't figure it out. If anybody has better vision, because I'm old, better vision than I do, CryptoTalk.fm, hit the contact form and let us know what it is that you see outside of possibly a liar.